You can work all week on things and get your tactics and all that type of thing, but you can't legislate sometimes for what happens on a football pitch. And after 2 minutes, we should have been 1-0 up with a penalty. We miss, and then we're down to 10 men after I think it was 5 minutes. And it's a straight red, no question, you know. And to play with 10 men for 85 minutes or whatever is a very hard thing to do. And then just after that, the other killer blow was them going in front. So we had to pick ourselves up, but we, you know, to a man, they've worked very hard. We got ourselves in front at half time, and but to hold on with 10 men for that period of time over the game is always going to be a tough task.
Yeah, you say in the first half, would you feel perhaps a little disappointed that Harriers could, they had the opportunities to put the game to bed, but again, you know, weren't ruthless.
You could say that, but as I say, with 10 men, it's always difficult to you get yourselves in areas to score. But we to be fair, we had a, you know, Mark Williams had a couple of good efforts, and should have done better with another one. But like I say, I can't fault the lads for their effort and the determination to get something out of this game that at 10-8 didn't look likely.
As a manager, Steve, are you happy that you've taken a point?
Of course I am, yeah. Because as I say, with 10 men, it's very difficult. And let's not forget the amount of injuries that we've got at the minute. And some big pluses tonight with the likes of Mickey Dimitri coming in, Briscoe. You know, we saw young Robbie Thompson-Brown last 15 minutes of the game. So we've got a few problems injury-wise, and you take, you know, key players out your team, then we were up against it from the start tonight. But it was just pleasing that a lot of the younger ones have gone in tonight and done well. So not disappointed. I'm pleased that, like, we've got something out of the game tonight.
You look ahead to Darlington on a long trip, not an easy place to go and get a result at any time of year. As you just alluded to then, it's injuries, obviously the suspension there to Lee Vaughan. You do have the likes of Guinan back, you've got the likes of, as you say, Robbie Thompson-Brown being brought back as well. It's going to be a difficult, well, not say so much a difficult squad selection, but you're going to have to juggle the pack again.
Well, we'll have to have a look, but we're not going to be able to juggle the pack because we're down to 15 players now, and I'm hoping to bring a goalkeeper in for Saturday, if we can do that, because at the minute we're running with one goalkeeper. And again, I thought Dean Linus had a very good game tonight. But we'll have a look come sort of Saturday, and hopefully we'll have 16 available to go to Darlington.
But again, Steve, you look at that, it's cutting the squad quite threadbare.
Oh, very much so, yeah. I mean, we were, you know, like I say, when you've lost the majority of your back four and how they've performed to get us in a position in the division that's give us a good start, you're obviously going to miss them. You know, he's like Jack Byrne. He's still...